Okay.
We're recording now.
I mean, I feel like we've been recording.
I'm going to come up on 97.5 the squirt.
That was bad.
That was not.
Do not come. Do not come.
We're going to come.
I'm going to come.
I'm going to
come. Are you live?
We're already here.
I'm up here.
We're coming.
Welcome back to Drop Dice,
what's up,
the internet's
guys?
Allegedly favorite podcast per our DM that's currently going through a mental crisis.
For now.
She's upsetty spaghetti.
Why?
You know why.
Introducing myself is Fig playing Kronk Enator, fighter, sorcerer, fucker, upper of the undead and
I hate what you
all associated enemies.
I'm Ben. I play Ack, the kobold skink black pup of Middenheim, killer of demons, killer of demon children. And woe to the unclean.
Zach Gregor, Black Wolf of Middenheim, People's Champion, Champion of Ulrich, Defender of the Weak, Ball Against the Terror. And surprisingly, last session, kind of like the voice of restraint, which is
weird.
So new for me.
Very weird.
Yeah.
Still reeling from last episode. This is Cindy playing Fargrim.
We just did.
Dwarf Slayer. Apparently not killer of chaos cultists.
Feels wrong. Feels
very
wrong.
Confused about this.
We can go back and kill them right now.
I love that the two religious extremists of the party are now like the moderates.
I don't know.
I killed the chaos child.
Ack was pretty kind of about it.
I'll kill kids right now.
He was ready to go.
I only held back because Gregor, my like spiritual teacher, said, hey, we'll hold off.
I'm your North Star, dog. Yeah.
If Gregor said they die, they die.
The problem.
So, you know.
That's problematic.
We out here.
Is it?
Dwarfing.
Historically.
Not killing.
If they're chaos corrupted, you
out
know.
Here being wide.
Did you bring Gary?
Did I bring Gary? No.
No.
No. Okay. Not to this.
Gary and the dogs are still having a rave in the garage. Yes. Back in Mallorca.
For sure.
Gary will definitely come for the undead battle.
Oh, yeah. Skald's coming for the... I mean, I guess I could bring him right now, but
we don't
really need him right now.
All of our allies are going to come.
To the battle.
They've already come.
To the battle.
All right. So,
I am Amber, your DM, regretting all of my life choices that have led me here.
Untethered.
That means we're doing our jobs correctly.
We know no bounds.
Yeah.
Yes. Where we last left off, the party went back to the pirate island of Sartosa to find that it is a battleground. Mm-hmm. For the forces of Tzeentch versus the forces of the undead.
Yep.
Captain Harkin, the Grand Commodore and Pirate King, has cursed the island. So everything that dies there does not stay dead. The party is currently trying to investigate that while also trying to understand where the fuck all these Tzeentch demons and Tzeentch possessed and Tzeentch chaos and just Tzeentch influenced people are coming from.
I mean, I think we have a pretty solid grasp on where they're coming from. It's next on the list.
On why this they're hole. There.
Oh, well, why also kind of makes sense, but.
And we're not, why we're not trying to fuck them up.
Yeah.
I've got some great guitar riffs going on in my head, though.
Yeah, so you guys, you just crested a hill. You're looking down at this, like, giant, like, blackened crater with almost, like, veins of, like, this, like, black going out into the island.
It's a lot to grasp, mentally. Mm-hmm.
Okay,
metaphysically.
Stabbed into, actually, everyone give me a investigation or a perception check, depending on how close to this you're getting.
I'm getting close.
So that's investigation.
Perception. Okay.
So you're staying further away?
Bro, I'm getting in there.
20.
23.
So if I'm getting in there, it's investigation?
Yeah.
It's at 11.
It's 23.
24 perception check.
Okay, so you guys are staying back.
I'm in the soup.
You're getting, like, the bigger view of this, where, like, it does seem to be, like, leading out into the element. There is something stabbed into it, but you can't quite tell what from the distance. Is it, like, a staff? Is it a sword? It's something, and it's very ominous. You guys getting up close, as you get maybe like 15 feet out from it, I'm going to need a wisdom saving throw from both of you.
I'm goaded. Plus 2 to your save act.
Hell yeah.
And you had an 11 and you had a
23.
23.
Yeah. Wisdom, you said?
Mm-hmm.
Oof. That's a 2.
With the plus 2?
Oh, with the plus 2, that's a, well, plus 2 for my wisdom save, and so 6 total. I rolled a 2.
That's great.
I got 12. No, excuse me, 13.
Ak, you see it's this like giant ornate sword stabbed into the ground. It's almost like oozing like this black liquid into the ground.
Okay.
As you notice this though, you start to feel a little tingly, a little calm, and you're like, you know what? The gash isn't that bad after all.
Whoa,
bro.
Am I...
Gregor.
Hold on. Before we, that goes further, do I recognize that a feeling is coming over me?
Yes.
Can I spend an action to end?
Sure.
I will do that. Let me,
Gregor, you're having the same life. Thing. Because you rolled a 12?
13.
The gash really... You know, Nagash actually, his plan, like, it didn't really make sense. And you met that family, and you...
It just seemed like such a great nuclear family.
No, you realized that, like, the forces of chaos were so bad that maybe left to their own devices, the mortal races really aren't going to go the right direction. And maybe Nagash is on something, and this is the better option.
He just might make the old world great again.
No, dude, because once he's done with it, we won't call it the old world. It's going to be the new world.
There's already one of those. It's to the west.
Nah.
It's going to be a newer world.
Newer.
And Mexico's going to pay for it. What?
So, Ak, you've ended this.
Is it a charm effect at all?
It's a charm.
Yeah, then I can end it with an action.
So you kind of snap out of it. You're like, oh, no, that's crazy.
I need to reconsolidate my 401k. Mm.
Do I notice something is wrong with Gregor?
Gregor is now talking about a 401k, and like you don't really know what that means, but Gregor has never mentioned that before.
He's saying
ever.
Something about tariffs. I don't know.
Can I'm assuming, well, if I recognize that I was being charmed, can I recognize that Gregor always falls for charms?
Yeah.
Can I smack him? Can I jump up and smack him across the face?
My Achilles elbow.
Gregor, wake up!
Gregor, helmet on?
Helmet is on.
I still
you
smack
cannot
the
smack his. I mean, you can smack his helmet.
Yeah,
okay.
I'll smack the helmet. Wake up!
Seeing that, I'm gonna be like, "Ak, what's going on?"
Gregor's charmed.
Well, I mean, you're far away. How are you talking?
Well, Gregor's charmed.
I can still see that he's smacking you.
Yeah. So, Gregor, you now have a little lizard stuck to you and just smacking your helmet.
Stop.
But like,
being
it doesn't
charmed.
Do anything. It just kind of like makes like a little ringing sound.
Does that not maybe cue to me though? Like, okay, he's done this before. When I'm falling,
you're like, see, this is another reason why mortals should not be left to their own devices and why we need Nagash, because my little buddy that I love is being really annoying right now.
I'm gonna bombastic side eye Kronk over here.
Bombastic.
Can I, if I recognize like, that this isn't
like
working,
here we go again, dude.
I'll jump off of Gregor.
I mean, you can always pull the helmet off.
Sure, I'll pull his helmet off real quick and try and smack him one more time.
You're with letting it, someone take helmet. Your helmet
it's,
off of you?
It's Ak, yeah, we're cool.
Okay.
Every encounter Gregor has with magic for the rest of us just turns into the San Andreas. Oh shit, here we go again.
Yeah. This is what I'm saying. If I recognize that I was just charmed, I'm assuming Gregor fell for the charm. And I need to, if he's talking about stuff I don't understand.
We're gonna build a wall.
If,
this,
if one smack to his direct face doesn't work, I've got another plan. But
smack Gregor then. Gregor, are you doing anything to stop him from smacking you? He's been hitting your helmet, and now he's taking your helmet off.
I think I would just look at him at this point because I would never clock a Ak as being a threat, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm just gonna look at him.
Well, hold on. But that's a little mean.
No, because you're my friend.
Yeah, I'm just kidding. I'm just fucking with you.
For him, I'd be looking at him, and be like, no, listen, man. Nagash's retirement plan is got insane dental, and you know I'm just gonna start trying to logically. That's how you know I'm charmed.
Yeah,
I'm trying to logically explain the situation.
Yeah,
I have nothing to end a charm.
I have my inspiration. But I don't want to use it right on this.
No, that's fine.
You know.
Yeah, I mean. You get to use that for whatever you want to.
It's a three-tier retirement.
Okay, well, if that's...
It's multi-level.
If smacking him's not working, I'm going
to
turn
no,
back...
Roll to smack him.
Oh, roll to smack him?
Roll
to smack him. What am I rolling, like an attack?
Yeah. Okay. Unarmed strike.
That's what I'm built for.
Kick him in the dick.
What do you do with his helmet? You're taking his helmet off.
I'm holding up his helmet, and I'm smacking with my tail.
Gotcha.
That is pretty.
You guys are just watching this from the hilltop.
I feel like both
that's a 21. That's a 21 to
21?
Hit.
I'm just side eyeing, like, what the fuck, man?
Yeah, my AC is a 20 now, so that will hit.
Yeah, so 21.
Because I don't have my shield anymore.
Non-lethal.
How much damage?
Um,
21.
12.
Fucking A, bud.
Okay, Gregor, so now your little buddy, who you love very much, doesn't seem to be understanding that Nagash actually is the answer, and he's just hit you really hard across the face.
I'm going to get a little upset. I'm going to take my helmet out of his hands, and then I'm going to grab him by the tail and like just throw him.
Yeet.
Yeet. I'm not going to hit him, but I'm just going to get the fuck off, dude. Like, as he's flying through the air, I'm going to be like, the fucking benefits package that he's offering is insane.
I'm going to land on my feet.
Of course.
You get 2 sick days. Not a year. You get 2. And that, I mean,
just that's total.
That's insane.
You are the sickness.
I'm the cure.
I'm down with the sickness.
If I land, did I get thrown closer to the sword in the ground?
Would you throw him toward the sword or would you throw him toward your friends?
No, I would think so. Because
just
I would
forward.
Assume, I would assume we were facing the sword, so I probably just threw him forward.
Okay, yeah. So you're close to the sword again.
Okay. Can I? I'm gonna like table Gregor for a second. I'm gonna turn back and I'm gonna be like, "Hey guys, Gregor's charmed." And then I'm gonna turn to the sword, and the shadows around me are gonna coalesce in front of me into Mage Hand, and I'm going to try and pull the sword from the ground.
Your little Mage Hand. Does your mage hand also miss a finger? 2 fingers?
No, because it's the other hand.
Yeah. No, that's fair. Either way, though, it, like, pushes against it. It's not strong enough to lift it up.
Damn. Okay. Well, then, I'll release the mage hand, and I will try and grab it myself.
Okay.
And try and pull it out of the ground.
As your little...
Can I see him...
Yeah, you like, see.
Can
you
I see everything?
Yeah, you guys like, are just like looking down.
You guys are
from,
just
like,
a little further away.
Yeah. Can as he gets closer to it, can I tell him, hey, you probably shouldn't touch that? I don't know if he's gonna listen to me, but I'm just gonna yell that out as I see him like getting closer to the sword.
Yeah. Okay.
I think we have to pull it out of the. I think we have to pull it out of the ground, though.
Yeah, I just don't know if it's cursed, so maybe we should like investigate it first.
Good call. Can I investigate it first?
Sure. What are you trying to investigate on it?
I don't know. Fargrim just said investigate it.
I mean, yeah, you can just roll an investigation and, like, learn some stuff about it, yeah.
That's a 15.
15? This is, like, a very intricate sword. Like, it's interesting. It doesn't look like Frostmourne, but, like, that level of, like, crazy, like,
Patrick,
detail.
Patrick, that's Frostmourne.
It's like fully blackened, like the entire blade has been blackened.
Okay.
And it's oozing this black liquid.
That's weird.
And you do see runes carved into it, like black on black, and you
What do they say?
Death is the end on one side and death is the beginning on the other.
I'm gonna yell down and be like, "Ack. What does it look like?"
It's a black sword, and it's pretty crazy. It's got some weird runes on it.
Okay. What do they say?
And it's oozing black liquid.
Okay.
I'm still just walking towards him. Like, not like running, just a casual walk while still explaining the benefits package for Nagash.
It's a pretty great package.
I think we need to pull it out of the ground.
Okay, just wait. Let me talk to Kronk.
Okay.
Dude,
yeah.
What the fuck are we doing here? We got a cursed Gregor, and we got this like oozing black blade that they're gonna want to touch.
Yeah, we should probably not let him touch that.
Yeah.
Did you say touch it?
Like, no, well, no, don't touch it, buddy.
I mean, maybe.
Don't let Gregor touch it either. He's coming up by you.
Yeah.
I mean, we're gonna have
to
touch it.
The insurance premiums are very affordable.
we're gonna have to pull it out of the ground somehow.
Yeah, just wait though. Kronk's trying to figure out what maybe if he knows what it is.
Gregor, you hear pull it out, and you're like, "That's the best idea I've ever heard."
That's
can we shocking grasp? Does anyone have any magic?
I can just try and stunning strike him, but
I'm gonna try to shockwave 60 feet, and stun him for a minute.
You would need to run forward. He's a little bit further than 60 feet.
Okay.
I mean, can I just? I didn't want to use my inspiration, but can I use it to re-roll the save? Because I just feel completely fucking useless right now.
No. Unfortunately, no. You don't get to re-roll the save. Okay. Yeah, the time has passed.
Sorry, guys.
Okay.
You are currently, like, you're zoning in on that sword, though. You're like, that is... Drawing this sword is the best idea I've ever.
Guys, if we draw this sword, we're going to go up 7 levels in this multi-level marketing system. We're going to go up 7 levels, which is 3.5 tiers.
I'm going to try to...
You're going to get that third sick day if you draw the sword.
Dude.
I'm going to try to run up and shockwave.
Okay.
Try to stun him.
Cool. Yeah, roll your...
He's going to roll DC 15 con.
Con save?
Yep. Please fail. Please fail this.
Nah, that's a 23, dog.
Damn it. I'm assuming X is going to pass too. X, can you roll?
Oh, what am I rolling?
Con save.
15
That'd
con.
Be the 15. You get plus 2 to your save, by the way.
I'm sure it's going to pass.
Do I still get?
Yeah, we're still allies, even though I'm like, listen, dude.
Yeah, that's an 18 plus 3.
Damn it. All right, well, I tried everything I could do here, Kronk. I don't know.
just like...
If maybe you want to help here, buddy.
Do we have anything to break charm?
I have remove curse. If one of y'all could like help, like
yeah, I know.
I'd fuck my mind.
I just don't have anything that can.
I don't know how. I'm literally just a barbarian.
I'm about to get to the sword and then pull it out. So.
I'm just going a dwarf.
I'm not running, but I'm definitely.
I'm gonna cast.
Your fingers are like wrapping around.
Oh, I wouldn't have let him get that close. I would have tried to stunning strike him or something.
You can stop me.
Try to stunning strike him then, because he's closing in.
That's a 20 to hit, so that doesn't hit. Next hit. That's a 1.
Fuck.
That's right, pussy.
You try to like jump up, and he knows your move, so he's able to sidestep, and you like fall on your little lizard butt.
Act be like, my fucking knee!
My knee!
Can I...
Gonna do anything? Otherwise, Gregor's about to get this.
I'm gonna slam a potion of heroism.
Okay.
Which gives me bless and immunity to being frightened.
Cool.
You can't be frightened when you're around me, but that's cool, dog.
Yeah, and then I'm gonna... Would I need a Misty Step or Dimension Door to the sword?
Misty Step's what, 30 feet?
Misty Step's 15, I think.
Misty Step.
Yeah, you would need a dimension door then.
Okay, so dimension door.
Yeah.
Okay, I am in a dimension door to the sword.
Okay.
And I'm gonna try and grab it myself.
Oh, so you're like pushing Gregor out of the way to grip it.
I'm a boop in there.
Are you
fucking stiff arm? And I'm just gonna grab and I'm just gonna try and pull.
I would like a contesting strength check if you're trying to stiff arm Gregor because.
Okay.
Real quick, seeing him boop away from me, I'm going to rage.
13.
I'm going to rage because Ax said that Gregor is charmed and I can't be charmed while raging, and I'm going to start sprinting forward because literally everybody's like gone now.
Cool. Kronk, you strong arm Gregor as you get this close. I'm going to need a wisdom save.
Okay.
What the fuck?
Do I get bonuses for Gregor for being around?
You bitches.
I think you get plus 2 to saves from Gregor.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
You fucking bitches.
So that's gonna be a 4.
God damn it.
I never
so even like before you wrap your hands around the sword, you're like, man, Gregor's right. Nagash's retirement plan sounds amazing. Like
fucking A.
Man, I don't give a fuck about
that. And you're like, and grabbing the sword, I get that third sick day, and Gregor doesn't, but it's okay. I'm going to bring him coffee on my sick day.
This sword is just really neat.
Your hands clasp around it.
Yep.
Fuck.
I'm going to need one more wisdom save.
Okay.
The only thing I can do is maybe do something that technically doesn't work the way it's supposed to work, and if Amber's cool, that would be cool, but like... I have nothing that can end a charm on somebody else. I can end charms on me, and that's it. Like, unless Amber can let me, like, let me spend extra key points to 16. Pump my key into somebody.
16?
Yep.
Mm.
Cool.
That's not going to be enough.
1 second.
Y'all should have just let me fucking pull the sword out.
You failed.
I didn't. You guys said not to.
I didn't say that.
Yes, Fargrim said not to, and I listened.
Kronk did. Kronk did. He said we probably shouldn't let them grab that.
No, I was saying Gregor.
As your fingers wrap around the sword, you feel this presence in the sword. And it starts talking to you. I was telling you just such wonderful things. Not only do you get a third sick day, but you get to be immortal. And you're never going to get sick. So those are like mental health days you can spend however you want.
Yeah, but like, wait a minute. I already have that.
Yeah.
But this is even better.
How?
Because now you're going to be on the winning side. No matter how this plays out, you're going to be on the winning side.
All I do is win.
Exactly.
No matter.
You're going to keep winning, dude.
And as you're like having this discussion with this sword, you start to feel like your body's moving a little bit and you're not really controlling your body. But that's okay. Because in the grand plan of everything,
how close am I?
You're like coming right up. Like you're
like
you're,
a freight train.
I'm not going to stop. I'm just going to freight train and like body Kronk to try to like push him off of the sword. Like I am fully like linebacker running in. Full
so as you're having this little mental conversation with this sword, and the very calming feeling of this sword is just making you like you're like getting like pushed into like a little box of yourself. But that's okay because everything's okay now.
It goes in the square hole.
You are going into the square hole. Bam! A freight train hits you from behind and you go flying.
Your spine is jelly.
Okay, Fireman, you've run into him. Yes, Zach.
Can I try something on Gregor?
Sure.
Can I jump on his back real quick and sneak my hands under his helmet onto his skin on the back base of his neck? And can I try and pump my ki into him to end a charm? It's not technically how that works, but it would be cool if you let me flavor it. I'll spend extra key points if I have to, because that's how I end charms on myself.
Roll me a religion check to see if this works. And it's usually, how many key points is it to do it on yourself?
It technically doesn't cost any key points to do it to myself. I can just spend an action to do it, but I would like to.
What does your key point pool look like?
14, I think. It's one per level, so I think I have 14.
Okay. I will say, to try to do this, it will cost 2 key points.
Oh!
Okay.
Yeah, that's fine. I will. You still want me to roll the religion check?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, green die. That's a 12?
12?
Yeah.
You get the feeling this doesn't work often, and this might not work again.
I'll dump 4 key points into it.
You're able, you feel this presence like in Gregor, and you're able to just push it out.
Yeah. All right, cool.
Gregor, you come back to yourself. You're like, man, retirement. Like, I don't even want to retire. I want to die and get carried out on my shield.
Yeah, my retirement is death in battle, brother.
Yeah. Welcome
back. Look over. I never get sick.
I have 11 because I have 11 monk levels. So
gotcha.
If I start to get sick, I just tell myself, sickness be gone, and then I'm fine.
You look over, you see your best buddy Kronk with like this really cool, really, really creepy looking sword.
Is it still in his hand, or
is it still in his hand as he's like flat on his face in the dirt with Fargrim on him or running past him?
No, I literally just bodied him. So my goal was to run up, and when the sword is, I guess, available, I am going to take Kazook and I'm going to try to break it.
You're gonna
chop Kronk's hand off. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm going to strike the sword.
Gregor,
you're hitting the sword. Okay.
I think Kronk is charmed.
Attack the sword.
Do you have anything that can stop a charm?
No, but I can remove the curse on the sword.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
We might have to hold. Fargrim, hold Kronk down. Hold Kronk down.
Restrain this man.
Okay. I'm just gonna sit on him. And,
he's never getting up.
He's never getting up, dude.
Even Kronk's increased strength can't handle that.
And I'm gonna put my leg on his arm.
Fargrim, you took the back, and you're.
I was literally mid. I was literally mid swing while you guys.
So I'm gonna run up, and I'm gonna cast Remove Curse on the sword, and the way I'm gonna flavor it, because I think I have to touch the thing I'm removing the curse from. So I'm going to...
Are you removing the curse from Kronk, or are you trying to remove the curse from the sword?
Wait, is there a curse on Kronk now?
Yeah, that's what I said.
He's cursed by the sword, though.
Fuck, so, dude. Yeah.
You might as well just hit the sword.
Yeah, I'm going to hit the sword.
Hit the sword. We'll deal with Kronk later. Yeah.
Right. Sorry, that question just fucked up my whole thought process.
No, you're good. You're good.
So I'm going to run up and be like, I feel like this is kind of that moment out of like, I think you should leave. Like, wait, let me do something.
Yeah.
So I'm running up with my hammer. I'm igniting it with a prayer to Ulrich, and I'll expend my level 3 spell slot for remove curse. And I'm going to bring my glowing hammer down onto the sword.
Man, I want to do that.
But now my shit's magically charged, bro.
Kronk, you're getting put in this little square hole, but it's okay because it goes in square hole. And you are the thing that goes in square hole now, and that's kind of fun. Suddenly, your hand is just ringing, and it hurts so much. Like, it goes, like, up your whole arm, and you reflexively, you drop it.
So much reverb!
Yes. As you can't really turn to look up, because Fargrim, you're realizing now, Fargrim is sitting on you, and oh my god, is Fargrim heavy.
And
Gregor is, like, caused your whole arm to, like
it's
numb
like you hit your
now.
Funny, it's like you hit your funny bone, and it's like...
Like you almost pass out for a second, and now your whole arm is numb.
Oh, I can't fucking breathe.
Okay, I'm gonna get up. Yo, you good, dude? Why'd you try to fucking grab the sword, bro? What the fuck is that?
Is there any, as Gregor hits it and Kronk seems to come back to his senses, is there any change in the weird black shit that was coming out of the sword?
Nope, the sword still looks the same way it did. It's still oozing black fluid.
Fuck, dude.
The only time it really stopped oozing liquid is when Kronk was holding it, and then it looked like the liquid was like almost flowing into Kronk.
Mm. Is it still flowing into Kronk?
No.
That was fucking creepy.
Okay, so maybe the sword just does that.
Yeah. It's trying to like poison and like take over.
Do we want to put person. It in? Do we want to put it in the bag of holding?
Farge is raging.
Yep.
Farge is raging.
You try grabbing it.
Why?
Because you can't be fucking charmed and shit.
Yeah, but this seems like more
I
than
can't.
A charm. It seems like the ooze is like going into
the
yeah.
ooze.
Do we wanna just throw it in a bag holding? Extra dimensional portal?
Yeah, I could put it in my bag of holding.
Okay.
Ooze all over our shit.
Does the land surrounding us still seem cursy and shit? Shit. Okay.
Okay.
All right, well, I'm gonna run back to where the sword was stabbed into the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm gonna stab the sunblade into that spot.
Ooh.
And while also expending another remove curse.
Okay.
That's actually really cool.
And charge the sunblade. And just be like, by the wrath of Ulrich, I cleanse this land.
That's really cool.
It was really hard because I've got Linkin Park playing in my headphones as you said that.
What I've
yeah, it is that song.
Yeah. Yep.
Gregor.
Michael Bay.
Hell yeah.
This isn't supposed to work like that, but that was really cool. So really cool. I will have you roll a D100.
Fuck yeah.
Can I... encourage him with Ulrich's
oh my god
wrath
you find it
sure
to give him advantage
it's in my sack.
I would say it won't give him advantage because that's rolling too many d100s, but it will change the DC and make
okay.
it easier.
My faith in Ulrich is flowing through you as well. Hell yeah.
the orb.
Oh, I love that you're standing up for this too. This is a momentous moment.
Come on, roll high, roll well.
Fucking drop it straight down. The orb of reverb.
Oh, God.
That's a 20.
20?
That's a 20.
You are level
14.
14 now? How many levels do you have, Ak?
In what?
In Ulrich.
In Ulrich, 3.
3.
That puts us to 17.
As you plunge the blade in as it's flaming.
God in the undertow.
You're using inspiration?
But do I have to wait to hear the outcome before I choose to use my inspiration?
I don't remember how that works, actually. Let me look that up.
Because that obviously will dictate.
This is literally playing in my headphones as this is going on, so it's really cool.
That's a dope background music to this.
Yeah, I don't know why our headphones pick up radio signals, but they do, and I've just got music playing in my headphones.
Whatever pain may come.
I think...
Today this ends.
I was like, because I think technically you're supposed to use it like when you make the roll initially, but I will say you can wait to hear the outcome and then.
Cool. Tight.
Yeah. Just tight. It's more fun that way.
Yeah.
As you plunge it in, the flames like go into this liquid and like go out. And then like almost like oil igniting, burning out all of this blackness.
Yeah, dude.
The flames.
That's sick. That's sick.
And you almost like in the distance, you hear like a wolf howling in the distance like raging inferno burns out over the whole island.
Over Linkin Park.
It's sick.
And you feel like this like
Linkin Park starts
burst
playing in the
of like warmth coming out again.
That went hard as fuck.
Yeah,
that was sick, dude. That was dope.
Gregor, you light up our world like nobody else.
Yeah.
I love also you. As a thing that should have taken like 10 minutes took you guys like an hour last session, and then something that I assumed would take about an hour this session you've done in about 10 minutes.
Nah, we're so in their dog. We're in their dog.
We break you.
Snaps to you guys. This is D&D.
To be fair, you let us get away with some bullshit that shouldn't have worked normally. But
to be fair,
it was cool though.
I'm a child of Midnight,
and I will not yield with sheer force of will.
Yeah,
I mean that's fair. Yeah, it was just you guys. Did some cool stuff, and I'm like, you know, that's cooler than what I had, so let's do it.
Also, the Linkin Park song ended as soon as this was over, so it was great time.
Cue Michael Bay.
That's hilarious.
Can I check the sword, see if the sword's still weird and goopy?
The sword is still weird and goopy.
Okay.
But the land is good.
The land seems good.
So keep the sword in the bag of holding. I'm gonna check on Krunk. I'm gonna give Krunk a once over.
How are you putting the sword in the bag?
I was gonna use Kazook to, like, the blade of Kazook to, like, go underneath it, and then just...
Is
like
the burning blade still
in
the ground?
What?
No, I figured once I the inferno, and I figured I would pull the sun
yoink it out. Yeah, you just scoop
it
out.
You can
with
like
both
feel
weapons.
The air pressure change.
Yeah.
Once like it's all done.
Scoop it with Kazook and the sun sword,
like,
and
the
just
fire going out, and then it's like reigniting.
Fucking chopsticks.
Yeah, just chopstick that bitch right into the back.
Hell yeah.
Cool.
All right.
You guys now have the cursed blade of death in your bag of holding.
Fuck yeah, dude. There's no way.
Do something with that.
There's no way that's going to go bad later.
Oh, yeah, for sure. We're going to have to find some place to put that long term. Oh, yeah.
We have a vault.
We do have a vault.
For this kind
of
bullshit.
But we probably shouldn't put something like this in a vault with other things that could be.
Guys,
so we've
infected.
Got.
Hold up.
I did learn to plane shift. I could yeet that shit into an extra dimensional plane.
Or what we do is we do the car battery thing where we just yeet it into the ocean.
No.
Okay, so
that has so much potential to go wrong.
The cursed blade of death.
That's such a hard name. We do have two more teleports for the day. Do we want to just go boop that back to the
I think it's in his bag of holding. I say let's just leave it there.
Yeah, I don't
want
to. Okay. I don't want to put it in the vault.
I really think we should just not carry that around with us.
Too
That's
bad.
What I'm saying. I think it's not great to have on us, and I don't want to like ruin all of it. It's going to be gooping all over your stuff.
Bad, but
I am willing to blow some magic wad and plane shift that shit out of here, because then it would also be inaccessible.
Okay.
But it would be accessible.
Where
to someone
you
gonna,
where would you send it?
Shift.
What
the
Feywild. I haven't figured that out yet.
If it is top of this fucking becomes a death blight night.
Like, but like, we should probably send it to a plane that is like an enemy of death, and then it can be held there.
Oh, we've got it. Don't you have a key to Korn?
Yeah,
Korn
probably trail? Not going to send
That's
the
not,
sword of death
no.
to Korn. Ack.
We can talk to your wolf bros, see if they can take the curse off of it.
You can take it to a high priest. But I mean that still
show
has
up to Odin
us
and
carrying it. Yeah, show up to Odin and be like, check this shit out, dude. Be like, why did you bring that in here? Why do you have that?
Ask Ulrich what to do with it, bro.
Okay. I'll pray to Ulrich and ask what he suggests.
That's not how that works.
Well,
I'm praying anyway.
What's the point then?
Give me a religion check.
Hey, Dad, we've got this sword. What do you think we should do with it? I've got +0 to religion. Come on, roll high. That's not high. That's a 5.
A 5. You do. It's very interesting. Usually, when you pray, it's a little bit less of a direct vision. But this, we're like, you like close your eyes and you're like, Ulrich, what do I do? You instantly. You are in a misty forest.
Oh, shit.
Type.
Oh.
Yeah. And you, but like, you don't see Ulrich, like, you've never really seen Ulrich.
I've never
He's
seen
usually
him.
Like behind you somewhere and you hear the voice.
No, I saw him when I first sold my soul to him. It's the only time I've seen him.
Yes. But like from behind you, you hear the voice of Ulrich. What is it you seek, my son?
We've got this cursed death sword and we need to know what to do with it. It's like really powerful and nothing in its vicinity that dies like becomes undead, and that's not a good thing. And we're not sure what to do. Yeah. Any suggestions?
The fact that you have found and recovered Death's sword is impressive. You've done well, my son.
Thanks.
Nice.
X-beaming.
Yeah,
he's cheesing hard.
You feel like...
Dad's proud.
Like Dad's it's kind proud. Of like a chilled mist, but like as he says that, like it's warm. Like you just feel so warm and fuzzy inside. Dad's proud.
Wait, hold on. Is this actually Dad?
Goated feeling.
Sounds like him.
Can I roll insight on if this is Dad?
Yeah, sure.
PTSD.
Yeah, I know. Especially in this place. That's a 9.
9?
It's Dad.
It's Dad, yeah. Okay. Like, you've heard him. Like, you've noticed the difference when it's not Ulrich versus when it is Ulrich, and you're like, you're not going to get fully in.
Okay.
So behind you, the voice of Ulrich. Like, and almost like... Like, as he speaks, you get, like, that, like, kind of, like, scalds, like, puppy breath.
Oh, okay.
Like, you almost, like, feel that, like, on your back. And it's, like, this warm, like, wholesome feeling, like, just, like, making you feel, like, at home and just, like, ready to take on anything.
Okay.
I
am ready to take on anything. In Ulrich's name.
That's right.
This sword is not safe on this dimension.
Okay.
Anywhere on this plane of reality, it can be found.
Okay.
By the forces that forged it.
Okay.
The safest thing to do with it is to take it elsewhere.
Any suggestions?
That's way too on the nose.
I'm the guy. I know what I'm talking about.
if there's a demiplane you can find, you need to be careful with planar travel.
Okay.
The four are active. The four might be able to corrupt an artifact such as this.
Okay. So don't send it to their planes.
Don't send it to the realm of Korn. I heard you all.
Okay, well, that is not
the one to send it to.
Okay. You know, I'm still new to this. I'm still learning. Okay. I'm sorry, Dad.
The Garden of Grandfather is an equally terrible plan.
Okay.
For obvious reasons.
Yeah. That sounds right.
I was thinking, and while he's doing his meditation, I'm talking to them.
What were you thinking?
So I was thinking about sending it to the realm of the Aesir, which is the realm of like the heavens and like the Winds of Magic school that focuses on like the heavenly magic. Because I think that would be like a good, relatively safe place. It's like a more like good, wholesome.
Send the sword of death to realm. Heaven.
I mean, what better place to hang on to it?
True.
Hell.
That's like,
then, like the antithesis.
That's like the Sigmar people holding on to the crown of sorcery or whatever it was.
As you're having this conversation, though, Ulrich is going to warn you. Do not send it to Mount Celestia or any of the Halls of Heroes, for they are dead and they have deserved their rest.
Okay.
And the effect of this sword
will ruin
that rest.
Why don't you just tell us where to send it? He's just telling us where not to send it. Like, where do you want
to...
Like,
do you have any suggestions on where to send it?
You start to hear... There is a labyrinth, and then the vision ends.
No. Okay. No way. No way. No.
I'm sticking with my plan.
Ben's head says, but Ack doesn't know.
Oh. Yeah. Like, for like me, on the outside, like there's no way.
I don't even trust that this is Ulrich anymore.
Yeah, right, dude.
That's Tzeentch saying...
Send it to
Tzeentch. Send it to Tzeentch.
He didn't say send it to Tzeentch. He said there's a labyrinth.
Yeah, but...
There are many labyrinths in the multiverse.
No, there's literally like one.
Okay, so I come out. Okay, Dad says send it off the plane. You said something about a labyrinth, but I'm not quite sure what that means. He said, don't send it to Korn though. Which makes sense. Or some garden.
Okay. So
Grandpa's
don't
garden.
Give the death sword to Chaos.
Yeah.
LDR.
Yeah.
Okay.
That sounds
that
smart.
That sounds reasonable.
He also said don't send it to Mount
Shasta?
Yeah. Celestia? Mount Shasta. No, it might have been Shasta.
Okay.
Celestia?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. But he said they're dead and let them rest, but I don't know.
Okay, so don't send the dead sword to the place that houses the dead.
Yeah.
Heroes. Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense too. So far, I'm not hearing anything that checks off the, like, Azure, because that's a different place.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I mean, yeah, I don't know. He,
do you have a key there?
That's not important.
Okay.
I could acquire one.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, where do you have keys?
But he did say that as long as it's on this plane, the people who made the sword will be able to track it.
No. Mm-hmm.
So the faster we get, I mean, like, I don't know anywhere else on this plane it's going to be safer than with us, but...
You know what would go hard, though? Hear me out. In one hand, I wield the Sunblade, and in the other hand, I wield this motherfucker.
No.
That sounds like a really bad idea. Yeah.
That's
cool.
And no offense, Gregor. Love you. Love you to death. However, you fall to charms all the time.
Hey, man, happens to the best.
It doesn't. It doesn't happen to me.
I say after prestidigitating all the mud off of me from getting sat on.
You're a bunch of bitches.
Gregor, maybe you should call Dad later because he got cut off for me, so maybe call him later. You always have a better signal, you know? But, like, we can... maybe for now we go deal with the demons and then we figure out the sword later.
Yeah. Okay.
We'll leave it in the bag for now.
It seems like the game plan for now is we're shooting for the realm of Azure.
Yes.
But for we'll wrap up the demon thing first.
Yeah.
Yes.
Get that
sword. We'll deal with the sword later. We'll pray to Dad.
Okay. But hopefully this should have ended the undead thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So now we just have the demon thing.
So now all of the innocent people are just being killed by demons.
Yep.
Instead of undead animals.
Yeah.
Instant improvement.
Yeah.
Anyone that wants to can make a wisdom check. Or wisdom... Yeah, wisdom check right now.
Oh my god.
That's it.
I know. I felt like rolling that.
3.
Wisdom check.
Mm-hmm.
16 plus
18.
18,
19.
13. You guys remember, bags of holding, anything put in it is not on this plane.
Oh, sick.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Yeah, so we should be good. We should
it's
be
extra
good with
planar
the,
space.
Yeah, we should be good with the bag in the sword for now.
I'm not
although maybe
about
like
that.
Maybe we should get a new bag for you so you don't get all of the goop on your stuff. All
right, cool. I mean, would it bleed
bag?
Onto other things within the?
I don't know how that works.
You know what I mean?
Because
they are separate. They are separate within the plane.
I don't know how
They're
it
not,
works.
Like piled in
Guys,
one pile.
Let's take a second to remember this bag is with us.
Yeah.
We are going to the land of the dead.
Yeah.
Let's maybe not bring the bag that has the Sword of Death in
what
it.
We should
yeah, we'll
do,
worry about that later.
What we should do is get Fargrim another bag.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I mean, it's
that
fine
bag in the
for
vault.
Now,
yeah.
But we should definitely
offload.
Find a more permanent solution
yeah.
than just in a bag of holding. Because the bag is still accessible by people on the plane.
You know,
so like, even though that's a temporary solution, it's not a good long-term solution.
Do you know who's
still,
good with extra planar shit?
I don't know, man. I still want
Jurgen, but I don't know where the fuck he went again.
Yeah, Jurgen.
He just sort of disappears sometimes.
Yeah.
See,
but when if he comes back, we'll get him to put it somewhere.
Yeah, he kind of goes hard.
But for now, I think in the bag is fine.
See, that's why I thought
we got
cursing this
to
bag to only
well, yeah.
like allow me to access it would be cool.
Yeah.
Because then, like,
yeah.
I wouldn't give a fuck.
Mm-hmm. You've got Gazook, so.
Fargrim, usually items put into bags of holding do not leak or influence other items. With this being a very cursed sword, you're not entirely sure if the same rules would apply, but probably you're good, at least
okay.
for a while.
All
right. Okay, so for now, we'll table this now. We'll
okay.
table this.
Mm-hmm.
Not, you know, we'll deal with it. For now, we'll go deal with the demon stuff,
I'm
and then we'll come back.
I'm good with it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's head to the Temple of Manon.
Okay.
Manon.
You guys make your way there.
Casually.
Yeah. With the undead no longer constantly resurrecting, it does seem as if the demonic forces have the upper hand.
Now when demons kill people, they just stay dead.
Yeah, but also, we got the demons right where they want them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll kill a couple demons on the way, too.
Yeah.
They don't realize that I'm here yet.
You guys have shifted the power balance on this island, and that's hopefully a good thing.
I am
yeah,
the power
we
balance.
We shifted the island. Power balance in our favor.
Absolutely.
I am the power yeah. balance on
so
this
you
island.
Guys...
Killing demons is my thing.
As you make your way to the Temple of Manon, you do hear a piercing cry from above you that you actually recognize. Like, you've heard this before. This is a bird. It's an albatross.
Hell yeah, dude.
This albatross, though, as you see it, like, the shadow, like, hits you first, and you look up, and you see it. There's something very wrong with this albatross.
Eldritch Blast.
Eldritch Blast the albatross? Okay. Yeah, you shoot the albatross out of the sky.
That might not have been the best
move. It comes tumbling down, and it lands maybe, like, 50 feet away from you guys.
What's wrong with it?
Do you want to go look?
I want to investigate the albatross.
Okay. Yeah, you guys go over. And other than, like, the very burnt hole through it from the Eldritch Blast.
Three of them? Yeah, every time I fire, three shoot.
Nice. It's like you guys know when, like, demonic incursions, like, with, like, the flesh changes and everything.
Yeah, you're right.
This albatross got hit bad. It's got, like, two beaks. It's like there's a third eye on it.
Hello, buddy.
Oh, so I did good.
Yeah, so you did good.
You did very good. And, like, as it just kind of, like, lays there, like, actually dead, it's not coming back now with the curse removed.
Does it have a note in its talons?
No, it's just it almost breathes out one last sigh. It almost seems like more at peace now.
Yeah.
Oh. I dump some eucalyptus oil on it and say a prayer to Ulrich real fast.
Cool. As the oil touches it, it, like, fizzles and burns.
Borb.
Sizzling.
Good. I did that because, like, Manon is Ulrich's cousin.
Yeah.
So I did that. I did that for the family.
Oh, wow.
Brothers. Did it for the fam.
Brothers, yeah. I did it for the family. They're our cousins.
Yeah.
Ulrich's brother. So I did that for them.
Yeah.
They're buzzins.
Mm-hmm. Buzzins.
Dope.
Yeah. So then we'll how's the Temple of Manon looking?
Yeah, what's
it's on? Looking, like, surprisingly, it's not as damaged as you would think.
Probably
it would be.
Probably because it's holy ground.
Yeah.
The hose can't get in.
But no, remember when, last time we went there, it was... Allegedly. Yeah, no. So I think it's probably...
I'm talking...
You guys haven't been back.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I'm talking about the first time we went there.
First time we went there, though, and we were like, damn, there's demons in there. And then we did nothing about
nothing
it.
Nothing about it?
You guys did not clock that there were demons here the last time you were here physically.
Well, we kind of put it together.
We connected the dots way later.
Gotcha. Okay.
We put it together after we realized that the Manon we were speaking to
wasn't actually
probably Zinch.
That bitch.
Yeah.
So yeah, you guys. It looks like the little bitch. Like path in. Look, everything looks pretty. The only thing is that it's, like, very quiet. Like, there used to be, like, you know, like, the sound of, like, people doing a lot of things. Like, it's, like, eerily quiet.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only difference you notice.
I will say the one thing Zinch fucked up with again by impersonating Ulrich again is that he was still dealing with Ak, who is still too dumb to properly
relay
the information correctly. So once again, Ak has outsmarted Zinch by being too dumb to be outsmarted.
Are you guys going to go in or are you just gonna going to sit?
Yeah.
I'm just going to talk about how great we are.
Yeah.
I'm walking.
Yeah. I'll walk in. Right behind you.
I'm walking in.
I'm walking in.
Kronk, roll me a d20.
That shouldn't be a thing anymore for this particular location.
Roll me a d20.
Okay.
Imagine Kronk just bursting.
Oh, no. Zinch is definitely taking over.
Oh, my God.
Six.
Six. Okay. Cool.
That's weird.
Mm-hmm. Do you guys make your way inside? It's
actively nervous.
It's,
you know,
it's like the only sound you hear is, like, your footsteps echoing off of, like, the little, like, stone retaining wall around this
and Fargrim's heavy breathing
that is also echoing. And it's kind of disconcerting because it sounds like someone's, like, breathing, like, right by you, and you turn and it's just echoes of Fargrim's breathing. But, like, is it,
is, can I,
got a heavy chest,
can I make a perception check? Does it,
yeah.
Is it,
yeah.
Eighteen.
It seems to just be the echoes of Fargrim's breathing.
Motherfucker.
My cardiovascular health is in the shooter, dude.
Hey, Gregor, do you want to sense if there's demonic stuff around?
Yeah, I'll activate my spidey senses.
Oh, this whole island.
Do I just do I activate it and just get a fucking aneurysm?
Yeah, like you kind of Like you were describing before your lift the other day, when you were a little congested with the salts, that is what happens here. It's like you just stuck your entire nose in smelling salts.
So, but in the immediate area too, it's really
it's everywhere. But like even like directly ahead of you, it's the worst.
Okay,
like the altar.
The altar.
I'm gonna relay that. Yeah, guys, just getting mad energy from the altar. Everyone, be ready. There's something here.
Can I roll?
I don't gotta be ready because I stay ready.
Damn, that's crazy.
If there's anything over there,
yeah.
On that 20.
Nice.
So as you guys walk inside, Farham, you're clocking everything. You see on this altar, like everything that Ack left here the last time you guys were here, it was, I believe, a feather from an albatross.
Turtle shell.
A turtle shell. I think a rock.
Yeah. A seashell.
Oh, yeah, a seashell. Are still placed, and a dead fish.
Yeah.
Are still placed on this altar. Kneeling before the altar is a familiar, seems to be Aberforth, the head cleric.
Alcohol, yeah.
That's casual.
Yeah, you notice also the walls are covered in blood.
That's normal.
Yeah.
I'll
pull my dagger. It's
very disconcerting.
My weapon. I'm going to pull my weapon.
Yeah, I pull my weapon,
yeah,
too.
Yeah. I pull out my gun?
Okay.
I pull out my gun.
Standing up and turning towards you.
Hey,
Aberforth kind of raises his hands as if to give you a blessing. This man has been through it. It looks like he has literally been through hell and back.
Okay.
He's bloodied. He's bruised. He might be missing an eye. It's hard to tell. His face is really swollen. You've returned. Welcome, my children.
Well, I'm not your child.
Hey, so seems like things are kind of going to hell, buddy.
You came and you left, and then the voices came. And then one by one, my flock fell.
Are you good?
I don't know if that's a word around here anymore. I don't know what that means anymore. I watched as they all, one by one, as they fell. And then as they turned. And then it was just me.
Why was it just you?
Tell
why
me.
Why not also you?
I wish I knew. You've not seen the horrors that I have watched my brethren unleash.
Wait, your brethren unleashed these horrors?
I tried to stop them.
Oh my god.
Every time. Oh no, I had to watch.
Why didn't
And I prayed for Manon. I saw the albatross, and I saw what they did to it. He's gonna take a juddering step forward, almost like something's holding him back, and he's gonna take a step forward, and he's gonna fall to his knees. What? And then just like this small voice, he's gonna stare directly at you, Gregor. Kill me. I watched it all. I watched the burning. And when they fell, I rejoiced. For they could go, they could be free, they could
Jesus
go back
Christ.
To Manon. And maybe it wasn't them. Maybe they could still go to where they should go. He's like shaking now, still making direct eye contact with you, Gregor.
Yeah, I'm going to...
Mercy.
We have a professional mercy.
Give him mercy.
Yeah. Probably.
Yeah, I'm gonna walk up and I'm gonna take the sun blade and cut his head off.
As this happens, there's like a little like breath, just like as his head rolls across.
Jesus, or Ulrich.
I think we need to take this temple back from Manon.
I think we need to burn this temple to the fucking ground.
Okay.
It needs to. I think.
I think it's already corrupt.
I think we need to cleanse it. I think we need to cleanse it in the flames, and then once we remedy the situation, they'll rebuild a new one.
I'm okay.
I think this needs to be cleansed and.
Cleanse the unclean.
Yeah.
As you're having this conversation, you start to notice, like from like back behind the altar, like you know, like there was like passages and like rooms and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Glowing purple eyes start to like peek their head out and start staring at all of you.
I keep my dagger ready.
Yeah, weapons are out.
Hello.
Sunblades lit. Hammer also ignited.
Moving toward you. En masse. Or
en masse.
Live masse.
Yeah, I don't know where I'm going with this.
Taco Bell.
En masse.
Live carrying mass. Taco Bell with them.
For sure.
Fuck it.
You start to see...
The fiesta.
The the once undead, or once possessed, then undead, now just straight possessed again. Clerics from the temple
all
begin
of them?
Shambling their way towards you.
Why'd they leave the other guy alive? If they're all still here, that's all.
So
he was still a holy man, maybe.
And with that, we will catch you guys next time.
Damn.
Goddamn.
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 Thank you to our sponsors. We have VB Health. When you...
I'm trying to fuck them down.
When you're trying to...
I'm not going to...
Then you, you VB boost
health,
your loads.
Stay boosted, energy boost, muscle boost, protein boost.
Ashwagandha.
Ashwagandha.
When you need some time decompressing.
Sleep boost. I mean, they got it all, man.
You can go ahead and boost.
Everything you need for general health, fitness, whatever. They got what you need.
Mm-hmm.
Use our discount code, save a couple fucking coins.
Nope.
We also have Fan Roll for all of your dice needs.
Holiday
They've got cute
season,
little
baby.
Like, yeah,
dice,
dice
trays.
Probably do the Yup.
All that.
Yep. Patrons.
That was a lot.
It was.
That was a lot.
Yeah, dude. I'm. These two episodes in a row, we just.
We started funny,
and then it got serious, then just stayed serious.
Yeah.
That's the dichotomy of man.
Oh, yeah.
That's D&D.
Yeah.
It's D&D.
Honestly, that's baseball, baby.
Yeah, that's baseball.
Baseball.
But yeah, patrons, throw it up.
Shout out to patrons. Big.
You guys are goated.
Thank you, guys.
We love you.
Y'all are excellent.
But yeah, the fuck. Yeah. Thanks, guys.
Yeah.
We'll catch you next time.
We'll catch you on fucking some cultists.
Up.
Up.
Bye.
Bye.